Hi everybody, good to have you joining with us again today, and we welcome you warmly in the Saviour's precious and worthy name. It's good to have you joining with us. It's a beautiful day again in Mount Sandal Forest, and this weather's really holding out well, and we're so thankful to God for it. Verse of scripture I'd like to leave with you today is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, and it's verse number 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God hath not given us the spirit of fear. You know, we are living in days where there are many, many conspiracy theories floating about. If you are on social media, Facebook, or you get email, or you have friends on WhatsApp, it seems that there's all of these conspiracy theories floating around at present as to the source of COVID-19, what it's all about, how it originated, what the plans are, 5G gets pulled into it, and there's all sorts of theories going about that can cause people to be very, very fearful and very, very afraid. The thing about conspiracy theories, sometimes it's very hard to prove if they're right, and it's sometimes equally as difficult to prove whether or not they're wrong. There might be a little bit of merit in some of them, who knows, but the reality is none of us can really change anything in that regard, and we can be overcome with a spirit of fear and paranoia and a lack of trust and a lack of faith in humanity whenever we listen to all of these theories. And if any of them were true, we probably wouldn't even get out of our beds in the mornings. I don't really follow them myself. I don't like to go down rabbit holes. There's enough to discourage us that we know is true and is factual without surmising as to things that may or may not be true. But the lovely reality about living the Christian life is we need not fear. One phrase that comes up many, many times in the Bible is, do not be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled. Fear not. In fact, somebody calculated that there is something in the region of 365 fear nots, or connotation of the phrase, in all the Word of God. That means that there's not a day in life where we need to be overcome by fear. Christian, you do not need to be afraid. The psalmist David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Paul said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So all of these rumors, all of these theories that we hear, all of the bad news that we hear, some of it's true, some of it might not be. We just don't know what's going on in secret places, but we do know that our God is in control. And as for the Christian, Paul says to Timothy, God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Fear does not come from the Lord. That sense of inordinate fear of circumstances. The person who truly fears God and has a reverence and a respect for his name need fear nothing else. God does not give us the spirit of fear. That comes from without. Sometimes it comes from within. But we know that God is not the author of inordinate fear, but rather he gives us the spirit of love, and he gives us power, and he also gives us, going to slip here, he gives us a sound mind as well. And the lovely thing is that the Bible says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. God is able to give you a spirit of power. He's able to fill your heart with love. Love for him, love for others, and make you aware of his love for you. And not only that, but he also gives us a sound mind. There's a lovely old hymn and it says, like a river glorious is God's perfect peace, over all victorious in its bright increase. Perfect yet it floweth, fuller every day, perfect yet it groweth, deeper all the way. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding, as he promised, perfect peace and rest. Trust God today for that spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. May the Holy Spirit move in your heart and life and encourage you and deliver you from fears that we do not need to have. Thank you so much.